What is up, everybody? It is about 1:30 in the morning on Friday night. I know I haven't sent out a podcast in a long time. The reason I haven't done that, because I really had nothing to say. And to be honest with you, I had a lot to say, but I was just too fucking lazy and didn't really want to share with anybody anything. Yes. I'm going to yawn. I'm a little tired. But I'm hungry, but it's more like I'm hungry out of habit. Like, I want to go get something to eat, but not because I'm hungry. But then I am hungry, but it's habitual. So, and I haven't really ate late at night because I fast. So I stop eating like around 8 almost every night, except on weekends. But I haven't really had an appetite until tonight. I hope everybody's doing good. So I have been thinking about a lot of things, and the biggest thing that has stuck out to me in many different ways is accountability for myself and accountability for others when I'm in charge or when I'm a leader or coach. That word has become very important to me in the last few weeks, probably the last month and a half. I'll give you an example. I am coaching my son's football team, and there is this kid. He's a little bit overweight, and he just whines like a motherfucker. Everything's, "I'm tired. I don't want to be here. I don't want to do this." And I'm like, "Then why are you here?" I asked him straight out, "Why are you here if you don't want to be here?" "Because my dad's going to get mad if I'm not here." And I said, "Okay." And I kind of felt bad for him. At first, I had one impression of him. And then after talking to him, I saw what he was going through. And I was like, "Fuck, that sucks," you know? And I've been there as a child, because not in the same situation, but I could feel for him when, you know, people have expectations of you. Or you don't get the proper support. Or you just don't fucking want to be there. So the kid has asthma. So the other day, maybe 2 weeks ago, we had a practice. And he's all, "I'm tired." I'm like, "Okay." And then he ran like 2 routes. I'm talking about just straight 2 routes. And then he goes, I can't breathe, I have asthma." So I go to his dad, who was watching him. I said, "Hey, his asthma's acting up. Do you have his medicine?" "Oh, I forgot it." I'm like, "What?" And he goes, he's all, "Coach, I have it." I'm like, "Okay, go take it." And I said, "Look, you know, if he has asthma, please give him a puff or two." Not weed, but, you know, his medicine. Like, give him a puff or two 30 minutes beforehand, just so we can, you know, make sure he's okay. You know, it's hot. He's running a lot. Okay. Next day, this is the game. He's tired. I'm like, "Why are you tired?" I don't know what's going on, but, you know, I'm like, "Why are you tired?" And then the part about him being tired is he wants the ball. "When am I getting the ball? Am I getting the ball? Am I doing this? Am I doing that?" I'm like, "Dude, there's 9 players here, and you want the ball before all the other 8. When all the other 8 have shown up to every practice, work their butt off, and you just want the ball because you want the ball." And, you know, I get it. And, you know, our coach's philosophy is, hey, everybody's going to get to touch the ball. But now that we're playing better teams and we're undefeated, everybody's all, "Do you want to play or do you want to win?" And that's the age old question, right? And we're having fun. But I'm telling this kid, like, hey, you want to play? Show up. And I guess they're going camping every weekend. So I'm pretty sure that they're going to go camping this weekend because it's Memorial Day weekend. I'll be in shock if they show up tomorrow. But they'll probably show up for the game. And if they don't, that's fine. We don't really need him. But, you know, I'm there to support him. I'm there to just do the best for him. So getting back to it. So the next day, the next Sunday they come. They come for the football game. I said, "Hey, did you bring his inhaler?" "No, we forgot it." And the kid's already fucking, you know, gulping for air. Then they forget his flags. Then I go up to the parents. I say, "Hey, can you please go get these things? He needs them." "Sure, we'll go." We play 2 games. He had to borrow some flags, so luckily I had some flags. His parents never showed up until the end of the game with a fucking pizza. And then you see him and his little buddy just, you know, fucking, like, jog to go get the pizza and start fucking gulping down. And I'm like, listen to me. The next game, I need him to have his cleats. I need him to have his inhaler. I need him to have his flags. You know? Very simple. I'm not asking them for fucking rocket science. I'm asking you, do your basics. And then the accountability is, your fucking son has asthma. The kid could die if... In the worst case scenario or circumstances, the fucker can die, right? And you don't have his inhaler, and you're making him play sports. It's like, come on, dude. Like, be accountable. So some of the parents know them, and they go, dude, they're just... There's always been an issue. So I feel bad for him because... it's just tough, you know? And when you don't get that support as that young of a child and you start fending for yourself, it's tough. To some ways, I had to do that for myself. Not because my parents didn't love me or something. You know, we were immigrants to this country. They didn't know everything, and they're all women. My dad passed away. They were all women. They didn't know how to raise a man or a boy. And then culturally, and this culture is different than ours, right? Not everything, but, you know, it's just... It was a different time. There was not the vast of information you have now. But the point is, like, fuck, dude. Be accountable. So, for me, I am accountable for the team. You know, I show up on time. Treat them with respect. Show them how they should be treated. Show them how they should treat others. And so forth. And that's an accountability. That's part one part of accountability. The other thing is, when I do business with people, I expect accountability. I don't want to fucking hear, well, I'll get it to you later, or da-da-da-da-da. You know, I'm buying a property pretty soon, and we need a property manager. So I call about 7 property managers, and one never called me back, which I was surprised. And it's fine. I don't really need the person to call me back. And then the other 4... They called me back, and they got back to me at a reasonable time, but I asked them for specific information. They weren't very specific about it, and I understand why they're casual about it, because it's not a big deal, but at the same time, I don't know them. I'm trying to get to know them, and if I'm doing business with you, you want my fucking money, that is accountability. Me giving you money to do a service is accountability. You, as the employee or the person giving me your service, is accountable by giving me what I need. I need answers to my questions. I need to know how you function. And if off the bat you're wishy-washy or you're not on top of it, that tells me that when I give you my money, you're not going to handle it very well, or you're not going to do what I need. And you know what? When I work with someone and I do business, you know, sometimes I'm a little bit wishy-washy depending on how they are. But at the same time, I'm accountable because my work quality, or the quality of work I do, speaks for it. That's my accountability, and that's how I that's how I show what I can do. And then that's another form of accountability, right? So the other part is also accountability for your actions and the way you present yourself. I live in California. Everybody probably heard about the mass shooting at the VTA. And, you know, it pisses me off because so many people said, oh, there was warning signs that he wasn't this, that he wasn't that, that this guy was crazy, or this guy had issues, or, you know, this guy was this and that, and no one did anything. It's like, fuck, if you see something, say something. Report it. Don't just say, well, it's not my problem. Like, I think his girlfriend or his wife... Oh, his ex-girlfriend or his wife. I guess there was domestic issues. And I guess they were scared of him. I don't know if they reported it or did something about it. But you know what? The police officers or whoever did the work or did not do the job shouldn't let this guy fucking get his hands on guns or ammunition. I mean, I don't know for how fucking long he was stocking up, and I don't know what the situation was, but he was getting a divorce and so forth and this and that. So guess what? if you see something and you're divorcing this guy, you maybe want to warn someone and say, hey, he's not fucking mentally stable. Do something about it. You know, say something. And the other thing, accountability is, in California or a lot all over the fucking United States, people don't want to get vaccinated because it's a conspiracy theory or it's experimental. Guess what? Every fucking vaccine out there is experimental. Polio, chicken pox, smallpox. At one time or another, they were experimental. And to this day, part of them is, because they are not consistent. You know, they have to test them. And sometimes you don't have an opportunity to test something that quickly, right? But you have to go with it. But, and this is the other part. You're rewarding bad behavior. Oh, Gavin Newsom or whoever fucking put this into effect is giving $1 million to, like, if you get vaccinated, you get $1 million. And if you get 2 shots, you get a chance to a gift card or this and that. Why the fuck are you... I fucking forgot this word right now. But why are you rewarding bad behavior? Or why are you rewarding stupid people? You know what? I'd say, hey, everybody that got vaccinated, I give you 3 to 5% tax forgiveness or tax decrease or a tax credit. You know, state tax. He can't do federal, right? But he can do state tax. Hey, you know, for every household that has gotten vaccinated or individuals, depending on the situation, 3 to 5% tax. We have a surplus of money, you know. So instead of giving it to people that fucking haven't done anything, why don't you give it to people that actually follow the rules and follow directions? Do I think the vaccines are 100%? No. But you know what? If it's going to fucking let us go back to normal lives faster than 2-3 years down the road, then I'll take that chance. I mean, think about it this way. This is kind of weird. But you are careful what you put in your body. Oh, I can't eat that. It's processed. Oh, I can't eat that. I have to eat healthy. I have to eat raw. You know, I can't wear this. I can't wear that because that's bad for you. This is bad for you. But all the bullshit that you watch on TV, you don't pay attention to that, right? And that's bad for you too. All the, you know, stupid shows that you watch or the stupid news stations that you follow. Think about it. You're careful about what you put, what you wear and what food you eat. But you're not careful about the shit that you put in your head or you let get put in your head. Like all these fucking QAnon people, like Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oh my God, Jewish people threw space lasers and that's why the wildfire started. When you hear someone like that, it's time to like go behind the shed, you know, old Yeller, and you know what to do. But the thing is, that's what I'm talking about, accountability. Accountability for your actions, accountability for the way you do things, accountability to things around you. That's the thing. We have to hold people accountable for their actions, good and bad. If you got to hold yourself accountable. Hey, I'm going to present myself this way. I'm going to carry myself this way. And when you don't do that and, you know, you have this attitude, well, that's not my fault. That's not my fault. It was someone else's fault. You're just as bad as the person that you're blaming because you're pushing it off on someone else. But if you said, hey, I fucked up. Hey, I did this. Hey, I did a good job. You know, all those things should count. Like the thing with Gavin Newsom, that pisses me off. It's like, dude, why don't you fucking incentivize people that have done something? Maybe people go, oh, maybe I should get vaccinated. Then I'll get a 5% off of my taxes. You know, think about it. Someone that doesn't make a lot of money and they get another 5% off their taxes and they get more money in their pocket. But some fucking idiot that doesn't want to take the vaccine and he probably won't. When people around the world in poorer countries want the vaccine so they can feed their families and go to work, you don't want to do anything for them. So don't get me wrong, I'm not mad or angry or something. I'm just like, you know, people like to throw shit around and say this and say that and have like smart comebacks for everything. That's fucking fine and dandy, but that's bullshit. Be accountable. Be accountable. Kind of like you know, when people say, I don't have time for anything, but then you see them fucking on Facebook all day, like commenting or posting and shit. Really? You had all this time in the world to do something, but instead you just were on Facebook. It's like, Be accountable. Anyway, I hope everybody has a good 3-day weekend. I just wanted to tell you what's up and let you know what's going on, what's in my head. I hope you take that into advice, or you like it, you don't like it, fuck it, I don't care. I'm accountable for me, you be accountable for you. I'm just sharing my 2 cents. Also, I am starting a podcast with my friend. It's gonna be like a news, like a daily show kind of type. We'll see how it goes. I will put out a piece of it. But I just want to say what's up. Have a good weekend. Take care.